Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph. Marish says when he carries the Megillah, Mokim Shenogu Levarach Yivarach. In a place in the, that Minig was to make the bracha, they made the bracha in the Megillah, and Mokim Shenogu Lo Levarach, Lo Yivarach. Marish says, not that you can't make the bracha, but you don't have to make the bracha. So the first question, Rashi, what does this mean? A makim shalom nogu levarach, in a place where there wasn't a minute to make a bracha, so you can't make a bracha. It's a bracha levatala. You can't make a bracha on your own. A person cannot be misakin brachas. So bishul makim shenogu levarach, so the minute makim is to make a bracha, I'm obligated to make a bracha. But if the minute makim is not to make a bracha, then what does it mean I have an option to make a bracha? What is this option? Makim shalom nogu levarach. So lo yivarach means I don't have to make a bracha. That's question number one. The Gemara says, what bracha are we talking about? So the Gemara in Chaf Aleph Beis says we know there are three brachas lefanel, minach, right? Which is Mikra Megillah, Shas Nisim, the Nun, and the Ches and Shechianu. Those three brachas are an obligation. The bracha that we're talking about, which is only a minig, is Haravis Rivenu Adonis Dineru, the bracha Shel Acharel. And that bracha, the question how you make the bracha, but that's the Sugya Gemara. We do all the shittas, Akela Moshiach. So the question is, so there, Mokin Shenogu Levarach Bracha Lacharel Yivarach. Mokin Shenogu Levarach Acharel, so Lo Yivarach. Question is, what does it mean it's a minhag to make a bracha, not a minhag to make a bracha? Do we find this other places? The minhag is to make a bracha? Does it demand a bracha l'acharel? Doesn't it demand a bracha l'acharel? It sounds like, al pi halacha, it's a similar question. Al pi halacha, you don't have to make the bracha l'acharel. There's a place that the minhag was, doesn't he say that's the halacha? The minig is to make a bracha l'acharel. We did pick up this minig. For what reason? What's the cause of the minig? So we have really two kashas. On its side, this is a minig. What's the pshat? There's a minig to make a bracha l'acharel. And even its side, where there's no minig, it sounds like it's optional for the Rashi. Other Rishonim sound like you're not allowed to. What's the machlekes to Rishonim? Are you allowed to or are you not allowed to? Okay. Let's go through a little bit through Siddur. It's always good to you'll appreciate your tefillahs if you go through Siddur a little bit. Pesukei DeZimra. Pesukei DeZimra starts with a bracha shalifanel. That starts with Baruch Shalom. That's not the bracha. We start Baruch Ata Hashem. You have in Baruch Shalom our bracha, and then when you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem El Kedem Avakel Avarachma Amulav Fahamai, Pesukei DeZimra concludes with what you call a bracha Shel Acharel, which starts off the Yishtabach, and the bracha Shel Acharel is Kel Melech Gadol Batishbachas Kel Adais Adon Neflois. Now we have a klal in all brachas that when you have a long bracha, so it starts with a Baruch Atah, and it concludes with a Baruch Atah. Let's say Birchus Chasanim, Sheva Brachas. The last bracha is Sheva Brachas, which is a bracha l'chud, which is a bracha which stands on its own accord. So it starts off Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam Hashem Baruch Sosu V'Simcha Chosu V'Kala. Long bracha Gila Rina Dita V'Chedva Ava V'Achva V'Shav Reyes. Then you say, Meir Hashem Elkei Yishom HaYudu V'chus V'shrayim, Kol Sosim, Kol Simchom, Kol Chosim, Kol Kalam, Kol Metzalos, Chosom, Chuposom, Uno Orem Mishnah Neginosom. And then you get again Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem, Misameh Chosom, Ima Kalam, Ima Kalam. So, is it one Baruch or two Baruches? So the Gemara Pesachim, Gemara Baruches, is that it's a Baruch HaRichta, it's a long Baruch. Yeah, even without the chazanah, it's a long bracha. A long bracha starts off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, and then it concludes the tamtzitz of it, again with a Baruch Atah Hashem, you know, a three-word or a four-word or Misameach Chasun Yimachal. That's a Baruch Achrichta. So Baruch Sha'omar starts like that also. Baruch Atah Hashem Akeinu Melech Olam Akel Av Rechma Melo Fehamo V'shubach V'fo V'shul Chasidav Avadav V'shuvei Davim. Right? And it finishes off again, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehula Avad Tishmachas. A short version of the long bracha. Yishtabach doesn't start off with a bracha. It starts Yishtabach, and you have the bracha at the end. Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Melech Gadol V'Tishbachos. It's against that rule, the klal of a bracha achri, a bracha arich, the long bracha gets a bracha fanah and a bracha achrel. The answer is Pasha. That's the Gemara again in Pesachim, and the Gemara in Brachas, that we have a bracha hasamuch lechevrata. We have one bracha that's close to, it's really a continuation, if you learn the Rashi's. A long bracha that's a continuation from a prior bracha, you don't have to begin with a bracha, you don't begin with a bracha over there. Since this is the bracha achroina, ola achra, oh, psukhe de zimra, this bracha is considered samach lechevrata, it's considered close to its first bracha, Baruch Shomar. So it's as if he said, Baruch Shomar, Baruch Ad Hashem, Kel Mal Gadol V'Tishbachos. Kel Hama, Rachma, Amal, Fi, Amal. And Melech Bula, V'Tishbachos, Yishtabach, Shemuch, Allah, Malkeinu. It's a bracha, Asfuch, L'Chevetor, doesn't need another Baruch Ad Hashem at its beginning. It concludes with the bracha, Kel Mal Gadol V'Tishbachos, Kel Adonis. So it's perfect. It fits like a glove. If you look, start Birchas Kriyashma, you have the same thing. It starts over the bracha. Birchas what? Yaitzer Ov, Arichayshach. And it's one long bracha. Woo! Amar Yelo Oretz, Tizbarach, Eshem. Lekel Baruch Imoish Yitenu. Baruch Ad Hashem, Yaitzer Maris. That's a bracha, Richta. That's a long bracha. So it starts with the Baruch Ad Hashem. Yoytzer Or Varechashach, Yitzirus Ahar. And the same bracha is Yoytzer Maris. The next bracha is Avarabba. It doesn't start off with Baruch Ata Hashem. Right away, it's Samach L'Chemeto. Avarabba, and you have Baruch Ata Hashem, Habaychem Amo Yisrael B'Yava, even though it's a long bracha, it's Samach L'Chemeto. And then what's the next bracha? Goal Yisrael. It's Shnayim Lefaneh, Mevarach, that's the Mishnayis. Shnayim Lefaneh, Ve'echa Lachra. Goal Yisrael. When does the bracha of Goal Yisrael begin? The Yotzev V'Nochem V'Kam Yosher. Goal Yisrael, Samach L'Chemeta. 1 minute. There's Kriya Shema in the middle. It's not a Hefsek. Since it's all part of the Tefillah, it's not a Hefsek. Just like Psukei the Zimra is not a Hefsek between Baruch Sha'omar and Yishtabach, which I can find an argument that it should be a Hefsek, because all the other times it's a bracha right, one follow the other, like Yotzer Or V'Arichayshach, Yotzer V'Aris, Avarabba, that's the next bracha. No, over here there's a Hefsek of Kriyashma, since it's part of the Tefillah, it's not considered a Hefsek. Just like all the Psukei the Zimra is not considered a Hefsek. Simple, very simple. You go the same thing in Maariv. It's kedai to know this stuff. And also, it's also good to know that your tefillahs are really a bracha. In Allah, it's called a bracha. Avarabba is a bracha. Not just a tefillah. It's birchas kriya shema. It's not, in Allah, it's not even called tefillah. The minute you see the word tefillah, it's shemon esrei. This is called brachas. Doesn't mean if you come for kriya shema, and I ask you, were you here for brachas? You can say, I was here for brachas. In Lashem Adam, We call that tefillah. But in real Lashon Chazal, that's called brachas. It's not brachas Hashacha, it's brachas Kriyashma. Maariv is the same thing. Baruch Ata Hashem Hashem Bidvar Maariv Aravim. That's the bracha, beginning of the bracha. HaMaariv Aravim. That's the first bracha.
second bracha is Avos Olam.
Ayin Amo Yisrael.
There you have Shnayim Lachra. You have Vemuna, which is Gal Yisrael. Hashkiveinu doesn't start with a bracha. It's Samach HaChemetot. Samach HaSamach.
Right? Show me Amo Yisrael a lot. You have Kriyashim in the middle. It's not a hashtag. It's perfect.
Havel.
You have the same thing.
Baruch, you have a bracha. Lifanea, and it's a short bracha. Likra is a halal, birch is a mitzvah. And it finishes off Yahalalucha. Yahalucha is also Samach HaChemetot. Even though there's halal in the middle. And it finishes off Melech Mehula Batish Bachas.
Beautiful.
This is, Chazal have a set, a format for the tefillah, for Birchus Brachas.
Birchus HaMazon.
Birchus HaMazon, by the way, is a bracha. It starts Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Azon Es Ha'olam, right? That's the first bracha. It's a long bracha. It starts with a baruch. Azon Es Ha'olam.
Your second bracha is Al Ha'aretz Al HaMazon.
That starts from Noidah.
Noidah V'Al HaKol.
That's your second bracha. It doesn't have to start with a baruch. It concludes with a baruch. It's some of the chevrito.
And the third one is
B'nei Yerushalayim. B'nei Yerushalayim.
Starts with Rachel.
B'nei Yerushalayim. It's one bracha. Then comes the question. The fourth one shouldn't start with a bracha. It starts with Baruch Ad Hashem. The fourth one with a separate takana of Chazal. Later on. Because the three brachas. You split it there, since it's something which is only b'nei atzma, it's a Baruch Ad Hashem. Just similar to the Sheva brachas, and we're not going to go that. Certain ones start, the short ones, Shehakol, Baruch Vayda, you have the short, then you start with one long one, Asher Yotzos Adam, the next ones don't have brachas, Sameach the Samach, or what? Sostasis. Because there's some on the Chevetah. The last one is something which is Ayim Ibnei Atzmai. So it has its own bracha. It's Gemara. So it works out throughout. But it's good to, when you dive in, to get a feeling for this. So we have a Kasha. Kasha is Megillah. Megillah has three brachas lefanav, which is Mikra Megillah, Shasa Nisim Shechyano. It has a bracha lachra, but that starts off with a lashon bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Harav Hashiveinu Adonis Dineinu Hanokim Is Nikmaseinu. A whole long thing. Baruch Atah Hashem Hanokim. What's the lashon? Hakel Moshiach. The end of it is Hakel Moshiach. See, that's a full bracha. What are you talking about? It shouldn't start off with a lashon bracha. It's Samach L'Chevrta. Well, the Megillah is not a hefsek. Just like Kriyishma is not a hefsek in Birchus Kriyishma, just like Psukim Dezimra is not a hefsek in Birchus Psukim Dezimra, and Yishtabach doesn't start off with a baruch, Emes doesn't start off with a baruch, the Yatsuv Nachum doesn't start off with a baruch, and just like Halal, the Halal itself is not a hefsek between Likros HaHalal and Yahalal Lucha, and everyone doesn't start off with a baruch. So too, we should say, Pashtus, we should say that the Megillah is not a hefsek on its brachas. I don't know, but the brachas listed on the Megillah. Baruch Ata Hashem, Megillah, and it should be there. Start off by Rabbis Yimei, not Davis Yimei, without the Baruch Ata Hashem, because it's not a hefsek. It's some of the Chevetah, Baruch Akela Moshiach. So, right away he's going to hit me, Birchus HaTorah. Birchus HaTorah starts off with a baruch, you have a bracha lefanel. Right, Asher bracha bar mikol ha'amim, v'nosu lanu es torosa. It also has a bracha lachra, Asher nosu lanu toros emes, v'chayu, baruch ata Asher l'kidu ma'alam, Asher nosu lanu toros emes, v'chayu ala nato b'zorcheinu. So you see it's a bracha lefanel, a bracha lachra, with a bracha.
But each one has its own bracha at the end.
Close.
Each bracha is like a double.
Even more, but the second bracha should not have a bracha at the end. At the beginning of that last bracha should not have a bracha. It's someone in Chavruta. It should start off. It should start off as Nasalon Torah Semes.
Have different people doing each
training. Okay. So the Ran says that's not a kasha. The Shidu Rebetzis in Brachis, I think it's not a base. Says it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha because what was the Ikta Takana of Kriyas HaTorah? That's also in the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah, you had Sheva Kriyim. The first person made the bracha lefanel. He didn't make a bracha l'achra. Comes the second person, he gets his aliyah, reads from the sefer, doesn't make any brachas. The third one doesn't make any brachas. Fourth, fifth, doesn't make any brachas. Sixth doesn't make a bracha. Seventh one gets up there, he reads, he lanes, and then he makes a bracha l'achra. So what happens is, since it's two separate people making the brachas, and one's not tied into the other, so therefore, it's not a din of some of a chevrita, that he doesn't say it that way. Maybe you were afraid that he had hesach hadas, the last person did not hear the first, or he masir das for the first bracha. Whatever, you're going to learn it, but they're trey gavri over here. When it's two different people making the bracha, it doesn't have the din of a bracha some of a chevrita, even though by seven brachas it's not true. Even though it's by seven brachas it's not true. But over here, it seems, from the Achronim, because over here by Birchus Torah, you assume there's more than Hesach Hadas. Over there, Shevach is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that's all they're doing.
It could be the same person.
Here by Shevach is also, it could have been always the same person. And there's no din to split. By Kriyas HaTorah, there's a din to split. So that doesn't have, it's Nisken on Shrei Gavri. It's Shrei Gavri, so therefore it's not considered a Baruch HaSavach and Chavrita. Each one starts with the Baruch HaTa Hashem, Elokei Melech HaVa Shabbat HaFanu, Noisen HaTaira, Baruch HaTa Hashem, Noisen HaTaira, and there, Baruch HaTa Hashem, Asher Nosen HaTaras Emes, Baruch HaTa Hashem, Noisen HaTaira. Now that you're Misakim, because the Xeris HaYoytzim and the Chnosim, that people are not going to think they was lady without a Baruch, they weren't here from the beginning to the end. For some reason, some people walked out early from lading, for some people, hard to understand, people walked in late for lading, and they might not get every week, and they wouldn't know the tzur of lading. And so, Jairus Nechnosu Yoytze, we made it that everybody gets a bracha lefanel, bracha achra. But they didn't change the tzur of the bracha. They didn't change the madeya of the original takana. Where else could he ask me for? Probably asked me from Haftarah. Haftarah also starts with a bracha lefanel, a baruch, and with a baruch, and lachrera also baruch. So kolam and tzadik b'chol adaris. This also starts with a baruch. It should be a bracha lefanel. It shouldn't have a bracha lachrera. It should be somewhere chavrita. But that's of course not a question because Haftarah, the reason why the Gemara also in Megillah, the reason why they were misakin Haftarah is because there was Zera, there was a Shasak Zera that you couldn't lay. There were times of Zera's Klai Yisrael that our enemies didn't let us lay to the Torah. So what would they do? They would take a part from the Half Torah, from the Neviim, that somehow related to the Parshas HaShavua. And every Half Torah somehow relates to the Parshas HaShavua. It depends who Shalom Shiz you go to. It can be Nogea 1 Indian, it can be Nogea 5 Indian for the Parsha. If you go to a real good Shalom Shiz, it can be Nogea 20 Indian for the Parsha into the Haftarah. But there's always an Indian from the Haftarah that relates to the Parsha of the Shavua. So they were Misakne, they gave it a Kriya over there with a Bracha Lefana and a Bracha Lachra as if a person's carried the Torah. And that's why there was maybe a minimum of 21 Psukim. 21 psukim, all the Gemara Megillah, this is third parak. 21 psukim, because it's Sheva Kriyim times 3. 3 psukim is always a minimum of the Elat Alein. And there's always Sheva Kriyim. 7 times 3 is 21. So the Haftarah had 21 psukim, a minimum of 21 psukim, in order to, we should have a zikorin. We should have a me'ein, some type of Nisa, even when we couldn't learn from the Torah, as if we're learning from the Torah. So of course it gave me the Gedarim of Kriyas HaTorah. So even though it's two steps removed, because even Kriyas HaTorah, the reason why the Bracha L'Achra starts with a Baruch is all because of the original Zayt, the Takana. It was two separate people. But once they made it with even one person gets a Bracha L'Achra, Bracha L'Vanel L'Achra, it came the same Matbeya. So now they want to keep the same Matbeya of Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah. So therefore, even though it's a Bracha Smukha L'Chavrata, and it shouldn't start with a Baruch, it starts off with a Baruch. So there's no kashas from that Torah. There's no kashas from Kriyas HaTorah. And it's a lot of kashas from Pesukei Dezimra, Birchas Kriyashma, Halal, and all other places. Because of this kasha, so the Ran and others learn an unbelievable thing, that Birchis Haravis Rivenu, Adonis Dinenu, was not Mesukin on Kriyas Megillah. It's not a Bracha L'Achra. There is no Bracha L'Achra, really, on Megillah. It's a Bracha L'Fanah. By the way, if you ever laid Megillah's Koheles, which you do, and you lay from a cloth, so you make a Bracha on Megillah. There's no Bracha L'Achra. You laying your Eicha from a cloth, you make a Bracha L'Fanah, there's no Bracha L'Achra. But all Tzuvim that they laying, there was never a Bracha L'Achra, only a Bracha L'Fanah. On Torah there was a Takana. Why was it a Takana? Whatever, was on the last person, there was a Bracha L'Achra. On Torah was the Ein Kriyas HaTorah. This is not Ein Kriyas HaTorah. This is Haskaras HaNes. It's a special din, Kriya of the Ksuvim. It's only to me, it's a Bracha L'Fanah. Well, let's take a mitzvah like Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. It's a Bracha L'Fanah, not a Bracha L'Achra. So, really, the Bracha L'Fanah is one, the only three Brachas on the Megillah, on Kriya's Megillah. Megillah, Shasa Nisim, Shech Yonah. There's still another Bracha, Rabbi Shimeno. It's the Bracha on the Nisim of Purim. That goes on all the structures of Amalek. That should be five Lushanis. On all the times that we fought Amalek and other things. Where did they place that Bracha? They said, you know what? Place it after the Megillah. He says, it's Bracha. Otherwise, it should not start with a Bracha. So since it's not on Birchas Megillah, it's not on Mikra Megillah. But it's a Bracha if they Atzma. So it's like the last bracha in Sheva Brachas. What's the last bracha? Asher Baruch Sosa V'Simcha. It's a bracha that's over there. We happen to place it over here. But it's not Sama V'Chemet. It has no connection to the first Birchas Megillah. So therefore you started, Harav Yitzhivenu, Adonis Yineinu, Adonis Yineinu, Adonis Yineinu, Adonis Yineinu. Not Yineinu. If one wanted to, and it's wrong, I think it's wrong, but if one wanted to say, one could say, and Nafka Mina is, if one didn't read the Megillah. Let's say you're in the Midbar, and there was no Megillah. For whatever reason it was, you're honest, you had no Megillah. You were home, there wasn't a Megillah, whatever it is. You're in the army, you're in all the Shah's army, there was a Megillah. So you're not going to read the Megillah, you're not going to say the first three brachas. Should I make the bracha? Rabbi Shimeinu, Adonis Yineinu, and Elkin Esparcenu. According to the Ran, that he's saying that it wasn't nikva, it wasn't established on the Megillah, but it's a bracha. Even if they answer, you can say maybe you make the bracha. Never saw such a thing in halacha like that, but maybe you should talk and make the bracha. Why not? There's a shaila to use the halacha thing brings that if you hold that the Gemara says why did you say halal on Purim? Gemara says the avos of chayus say halal, the nisa l'chaim l'kol shekain. So
The Gemara says because Kriyasa Zuilu. The Hallel is already part of the Kriyas Megillah is a Hallel. Okay? So it's Nichlal in the Kriyas Megillah. So let's say for some reason I wasn't able to lay the Megillah. I was in a Midbar, whatever. I was on it. I can't lay the Megillah. According to the Meiri, the Meiri says so, I think, the Furish, that you would have to say Hallel. You'd say Hallel on Purim. We all say Hallel on Purim. We just, it's part of the, it's part of the Mikra Megillah. That's how we express the Hallel. But if I can't do it, I split it in two. So I said, we argue. Say, no, the whole Tzura of Hallel on Megillah is Behesta. Just like the Nest was Behesta, the Tzura is Behalo the Nesta. If I don't say it in the, if I don't read the Megillah, I can't say Begola, I can't say straight out. Okay. But you see such a thing, so I'm saying another Nafkimina. You make a Rav Shrivena. Everyone agrees with me. So it. So I think maybe not. Is it sad to say that? Is it sad to say even though, because let's go back to where we were. Such a mother thing. I made a bracha. Let's say I'm reading the Megillah. I made a bracha already. I made a bracha on the desk. What's this new bracha I'm making? So there's halachas. For instance, let's say I go traveling and I go to by a place where a nes happened to my forefathers. Or that's happened to myself. I make a bracha. That's only when I approach the place. Before I see the place, I don't make a bracha. If I'm thinking about the place, I don't make a bracha. But if I approach the place, it could be the bracha of a rabbi shivena danas dinena nokim nikmasenu. The takana, which it's not a takana. The bracha, the concept of this bracha is that after reading the Megillah, and I see the nest that happened. B'chush. I feel it. You know, I make a bracha on it. It's almost like a royal nest, a royal mukum, sha'os a nest, you make a bracha. Here's a takana. Here there's no takana to make a bracha. But it's an expression that sha'os a lona nest, but mukum azeh. The nest happened. And we just sit over the whole nest. So right away, I make a bracha on it. And I have another place where there's something like this. You know where it is? The bracha that you make. The bracha that you make in the Haggadah. There's no bracha on the Haggadah. But after saying the Tzipa Yisias Mitzrayim, suddenly there's a bracha, Sha'asa, Lavos, Asher, Galonim, Galonsenu. You suddenly make a bracha in the midst of the Haggadah. What bracha is that? Everyone says, yeah, you don't make a bracha on the Haggadah. Why not? It's a lot of different reasons that the Achronim say. Some people say, yeah, you do make a bracha. It's a bracha. What is it doing afterwards? And what happens if you don't make this bracha? There's a halacha. You have to make this bracha. There's a halacha. See what he sees in Israel. The answer is, I think, is that what happens after saying all Nisei Mitzrayim, and Chaim Adam Laharis is Atzok Yotze Mitzrayim, he gets so inspired, he gets so happy, he gets so emotional, and making a bracha, Asher Galov, go on the Seinu. You're allowed to do such a thing. It's not a dakana. It's a wonderful thing. It's just like you saw a nest that happened to your father, Mokum Azeh. So you're not in that Mokka, you're not in Paras. You're not in Mitzrayim. But I just experienced it. The leg, the nefesh, the peh. The inspiration, the hodah, ki blue, me avu, me rotsa. I make a bracha. I should go, lo, go, lo, singu. Ha, rabbi, shimenu. That's the bracha. Menela, of course, I think it's not a takana. There was no takana to make such a bracha. It was a minute in the Mokka. You had a shul, you had a city there.
And they got so touched by Mikra Megillah that they made such a bracha. That's Mokim Shinogu. Mokim Shinogu Mavarach. Adar Rabba. You're mechuyev to make such a bracha. You're mechuyev to get inspired and make such a bracha. Just like we say by the Haggadah. If that's the case. So if you didn't read the Megillah and you don't have that inspiration, you don't make such a bracha. There's no minute to make. Finish it. The bracha's not a din. It's a minute. The minute is not because I'm late to the Megillah. The minute is because I got inspired by the Megillah. It's not on the Kriyas Megillah. It's on the inspiration of the Megillah. So if I didn't read the Megillah and I didn't get that inspiration because I didn't read the Megillah, and you can't get that inspiration out of the Megillah, you can't get the pierce of my nest without it, of course there's no minute to make such a bracha. So you don't make a bracha. And that's what it means, I think, to Pshat the Rashi. Even in a mokum shalom the hagul of Arach, but you, there Rashi says, lo yivarach, Rashi says, lo tzarach of Arach. But you can make a bracha. I'm inspired. It's not the bidding of mokum, but I'm inspired. So you make that bracha. It's a bracha oimim b'fnei atzma. So you make the bracha, I rabbi shuvein, and it starts with bracha. That's why they placed it at the Mikra Megillah. Because otherwise the pull of the rod, what's some shot? If it's a bracha that's not on the Mikra Megillah, but it's a bracha that's just Bifnei Atzma, so make it at the beginning. Make it sometimes in the Sunnah. The answer is, the minute came, it's such an inspiring Kriyas HaMegillah that they got to make a bracha. Sh'ar Salon and Nes Mokum HaZeh. And I think that's found in the Haggadah also. I should go a lot of go and sort of say that's over there. And that's why people say with such inspiration, with such simcha, because I just experienced it. That's shot in the rat. So all the kashas are answered. Nothing out Kimino. There's an interesting machlekes, the Bala Itter in the Torah. That what happens? By the way, at least the Mogav Ram learns it. You spoke after Mikra Megillah. So are you allowed to speak after Mikra Megillah before you make the Ravis Rivenu, or are you not allowed to speak? So, I mean, some people just can't hold another minute or two. Yeah, it's after Mikra Megillah, and it's before Ravis Rivenu. Are you allowed to or not? The Torah brings a Bala Itta that says if a person's a soft, he says big Kriyas HaMegillah. The Mogen Avraham says it means after Kriyas HaMegillah before Aravos Rivenu. So he says you're not lo goyarim bay. The halacha is you don't give him Musa. And it's not a hefsek. That's the Bala Itta. It's not a hefsek. You want to give me a tour? Show it off.
No, it'll be tough for each side to raise it. Mistam came to bracha achrona. Bimin hog yatalia milsa ain lug of misha sak the kriyata. Glava saki. El the kriyatalia milsa. He says it's only a minute, the bracha. Since it's only a minute, it's not considered a hefsek. It's a very funny lundus over here. He's not saying, he's in the Mishaburin Sharitzin, Sharitzin, he's that.
He's not saying that it's a bracha that, he's not saying, well, it's only a minute. Since it's only a minute, it's not considered hefsek. What does that mean? Since I don't have to say the bracha, so therefore it's not considered hefsek? You're right, I don't have to say the bracha. But I can talk, l'chatchila, I'm allowed to talk. I'm allowed to talk after Kriyas Megillah. Okay. Why? Because the bracha that's after is only a minute. But then if I talk, I can't make the bracha. What's going on? If I talk, I can't make the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah learns that he needs like the Ran for some reason. He says that it's only a minute. If it's only a minute, it's mukhach. It's not kai on the Megillah. It's not called kai al Kriyas Megillah. That's how he learns the longest of the Balit. That since it's only a minig, therefore I can really speak after Mikra Megillah. So the list that I make the bracha afterwards is al korchach, not part of the Kriyas Megillah. It's a double even on a nes or al atzma. That's how he learns the Balit. But the Torah argues. The Torah says, the mind of Kimina Taliban Hogar, Sof Humavorach. The Kevin Shumavorach, Sof Shlomo Hafsek. He argues, he says, 1 minute. But Sof is a minute. And if the minute's to make the bracha after Kriyas Megillah, he can't be Mafsek. Comes to Mishnah Berurah and Sharati, why not? It has nothing to do with the Mikra Megillah itself. So it's Mukha from the Torah argues on the Rav. And the Torah learns that the Bracha L'Achra is just like the Aluka. The Bracha L'Achra is just like, is cut out of Megillah, Mikra Megillah. And the Bracha L'Achra is just like the Aluka, it's just like Yishtabach, it's just like the Bracha L'Achra by Birchus Kriyashma, and comes back, the Kasha, obviously according to the Torah, why does it start with a Baruch? All we did was answer according to the Ran, that it's a Bracha even if they Atzma. But according to the Torah, it's Book of the Torah argues. And according to the Torah, it's Mashma to be a Bracha that's considered Al Amigillah, Al Kriyas Amigillah, and it's a Bracha L'Achra of Kriyas Amigillah. And therefore, you can't be mafsik b'dibor when Kriyas HaMegillah to the bracha. If that's the case, so chazra kushla duchtor, because back to kasha, how can you start off? Why do you start with a baruch? It should be a regular halalucha. So it's shtaka kasha. But Masha Eke, according to the Baal Ittar, so it's very good. If it's a minute, it has to be that it's not Kriyas Megillah. Must be like our alumnus. Because the minig was something which is, if the atma, it's not a takana. If it's a takana, it could be Kriyas Megillah. But if it's a minig, it's like they did it on their own. They did it on their own because of the simchas ha-nes, and the presumed ha-nes, the simchas ha-nes, they were misaking that bracha. So it's ha-nes. It's not Kriyas Megillah. So maybe the person can be stuck, then the Kriyas Megillah and the Ravitch Vivek. Another Nafkimina, very interesting Nafkimina. If you notice, when they read the Megillah, they open it up. Shlechtzim opens the whole thing. And he folds it like this. Like an Igeris, like a letter. Because it's considered an Igeris. What happens before he makes the Bracha L'Achra? So, he closes the whole thing. But, you know, they wait a few seconds, he closes the whole thing. And that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Mogen Avraham, and the Mogen Avraham writes that not only should he close the whole thing, but he should take it off the table. I don't know if they do that in the shuls, but he should take it off the table. Why? So the Mogen Avraham says, simply because we paskin that it's Mamash like L'shitasa. We paskin that the Bracha Rabbi Shivayu is not Koya Mikra Megillah. It's a bracha of the Atzma. So to show that it's not on the Mikra Megillah, to show that it's not on the Mikra Megillah, therefore we take it off the table beforehand. That would be only good according to the Ran. But the Shibboleth HaLeket learns that you leave it on the table. You just close it. But you leave it on the table. Why? Because there the bracha is Al HaMegillah. Al HaMikra Megillah. So you have another Nafkimina between the Tzadah. So again, one Nafkimina is a Soch. Possible Nafkimina might be if you didn't have Megillah, which we think, I think not. Another Nafkimina over here would be to somehow closing it up. But let's say, let's go back one of the things. Let's say according to the Rosh, according to the Rosh, why Taka does it start with a Baruch? And what's pshat that it's only a minute? Possibly. I'll just leave it for something to think about. We know that we learn Dinei Sirtut, Sefer Torah, Megillah, and we know that it's considered Kamita Shel Torah. It's Kamita Shel Sefer. They go through the sugyas, one day they go through the sugyas in Gittin and other areas. So what happens is that somehow we also know that it was written in the Ruach HaKodesh. We also know that it has certain other dinim that Sifrei Torah have, unlike the other Megillahs. In a certain sense, it's closer to a Sefer Torah than all the rest of the Na'at, the Vien and Ksuvim. So it could be, that just like Priya Satera has a Bracha Lefana and a Bracha Lachra, and that's Meikar Din. And there the bracha starts with a baruch, and the bracha lachra starts with a baruch. Why? Because of that takana. You know, because it used to be different shevakruyim. And it was one of the we shouldn't be baruch lachana and achim baruch lachra. So I had to start with a baruch and start to the bracha lachmuch lachavata. But once achim zeres hayotzim and achnosim, they put it together. So the tzur of Kriya Satera is a bracha lachana, a bracha lachra, even though some of the Chavetah starts with the Baruch, and the same thing for Kriyas HaTorah, it could be by Kriyas Megillah, and Malkim Shenagu, they gave him the Tzur of Kriyas HaTorah. That was the minute. The minute was given the Tzur of Kriyas HaTorah. Don't give it a Tzur of Kriyas HaMegillah. Give it a Tzur of Kriyas HaTorah. If that's the case, so when the tzur of Kriya Satera is a bracha lefana, a bracha lachra, that both start with baruch. So therefore also the Rosh held, or the, sorry, the Torah held, that you know, the bracha, Rabbi Shivena, starts with a baruch, even though it's a bracha lachra, and it's only, and it's mukha lechevetah. And that's told in a minute. That's mokish nogu levach yivach, mokish nogu levach lo yivach. What's the pshat, the minute? The minute was that we gave it a tzur like Kriya Satera. Why? Because it's considered a sefer. So you have two ways of seeing it. It's a bracha of the atzma, or maybe it's like a birchas satera, because they gave it like it did a Kriya Satera, and it's not the meanest, and never fail it in the Simchas Purim.